I look around and I see what my mom and my dad cultivated. A family that is strong and proud. Friends and community that all knew the Almelechs, Ahavs, and Ahilas. Mom outlived all her immediate family, despite her health issues. Rob and I were proud of her, and we were proud to be her children. She brought her wisdom to Rob and I in different ways. Rob was the favorite child. It's the truth, it's okay. I was good with it. She loved Randy. When Courtney had her children, all three of them, she was a great grandmother, and she was blessed in that. She was so proud of Sydney and Shelby and all their accomplishments and their drive. She loved my Mark. He was always there for her, no matter what. She loved that he was a musician. Joseph was her first male grandchild, and she absolutely adored him. She's so proud of his path, caring for elderly patients. She didn't like that he was in Boston, but she understood that he was doing the work he was meant to be. Awed at Rochelle's accomplishments and her drive with her horses. You know, she worked hard to understand her grandchildren and all their different paths. Courtney having her children and Sydney with her fashion and Joseph in the medical and Rochelle with the horses and Shelby's in school still working toward being a teacher. So proud. She always wanted to know about her grandchildren's lives when I come over. Bring a big smile to her face when I had any news about them and any pictures. Rebecca would do it too. We started bringing our laptops, and just because the size of the pictures could be so much bigger, so she could see them. And she loved that. As it's been said, and we all know, her heart broke when my dad passed. She never really got over it. Auntie Minette introduced my mom and dad at a bowling alley. And they had a wonderful life. All their friends and relatives. Wednesday, when things were getting sort of sticky there, people were coming and going in the room. And there was a moment when it was just mom and I. And so I laid my head on the pillow next to her head. And I held her hand, and I just said, you know, it's okay. You could go be with Dad now. It's okay. And then I went to the restroom, and the caregiver's yelling for me, Maggie, Maggie, Maggie. So then she passed away. So for once, she listened to me. My dear friend Marcia says that I collect people. I think I got that from my mom. If ever anyone needed anything, my mom was there. That's the way I grew up. I believe my mom believed in cultural tolerance before it was in fashion. We were brought up to never think we were better or worse than anyone. She was fiercely proud of being a first-generation Jew born in this country. Her mom and dad, our grandma and grandpa, were born in the Isle of Rhodes, or as mom used to say, Rhodes. She was connected to her Al-Hadaf and Al-Malik roots equally. She literally got her strength from her huge family. When I worked at the racetrack as a receptionist at the turf club for many years, I could never keep all the cousins straight. I used to make little cheat sheets and put them in the palm of my hand so I could try to remember who was who so I wouldn't embarrass her. In better times, Mom had a lot going on, like the rabbi said. work, her friends, her beloved Tara Tillers, garden club, going to judge flower shows, travel with dad, visiting the sick, and spending as much time as she could with the family. She had a long, full, blessed life, and for that we are grateful. That's really all I have to say. I do want to thank her caregivers. She has the 3 years at the Mary Moore, where she had exemplary care. They went above and beyond for our family and mom. And then the last few months, she was at Marika's adult family home, right next to where my dad passed away. And those caregivers made it so my brother and I and our families could sleep a little bit at night. So I do want to acknowledge the exemplary care, and I thank you all for being here.